Lauderdale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Well, the actor and comedian Kevin Hart has had better days.
Yes. He went from very likable to not really kind of...
Which is interesting because he cheated on his first wife, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think...
Oh, I didn't know
this,
that.
With his next wife, that he was the woman he's currently married to. So
did that come out at the time?
History.
Or is it coming out
the
now?
The first wife... Well, I don't know that. The first wife is doing all kinds of press now. She's the one, you know, chomping at the bit to talk about it.
Sure.
Saying, this is not shocking.
Well, with the current wife, he cheated on her while she's pregnant. And... Also, on her birthday weekend.
Yeah. Oh. Lots of strikes.
So, can you beat it? Do you have a story that this is bad or worse than Kevin Hart? 280-1025. Hey, Jen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so your ex was even worse than Kevin Hart.
Well, I think so, anyway.
What did he do?
Well, we had been dating for about 2.5 years. This was in college, and I knew his family really well. We all had mutual friends, and we were kind of on the outs, and then I discovered that he used to be married.
Oh, used to be married.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was he married while he was dating you?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But he, this whole time, he never bothered to share with me that he had been married to someone else for 6 months before we met.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That should
be shared.
Yeah,
but
that should be right up there with your favorite color, I think. Yeah.
Well, and then what also is kind of interesting is that some of his friends and some of my friends had found out, but they never really said anything to me because they didn't know how to tell me.
Oh,
I hate that. We're not going to be friends anymore.
I lose those friends like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were on the way out anyway, so at that point I didn't care, but I'm like, okay, that pretty much seals the deal that I do not trust you or trust what you say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Jen. You have a good day.
Yeah.
Bye. Teresa.
Hello.
All right. So your ex is worse than Kevin Hart?
Well, no. Well.
Okay. We'll decide. What do you do?
Well, so in the past 2 weeks, I kind of started seeing someone. He actually had me over. We cooked dinner, blah, blah, blah. Some making out. And then last night, he's like, hey, by the way, there's no way I get to say this. I'm seeing somebody else. And I'm thinking, why did you have me over to your house? Why did we... But I don't... Men are... Dating is weird.
I don't get that either.
I mean, do you get that? You had me over to your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Now, did he expect you just to be kind of cool with that? Be like, all right.
I think, yeah. Like, he's like, oh, there's no good way to say this, but, sorry, I'm seeing somebody else, so we can't hang out anymore. And I'm thinking, you big jerk, there's more than hanging out going on, you big jerk.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And also...
I know, what do you think, Carl? Men are stupid. No offense, Kurt and Ken, but...
Yeah, because you're right, Teresa. No women act like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, never.
Thank you for calling me a man.
yeah, I don't really get... I don't understand that.
Why would you have someone over to your house? That's the stupidest thing. Like, why do you have someone over to your house and then pull this whole stunt? I don't get it. Like, that's... I know where you live, you idiot. That's what I mean. You're stupid.
Thanks, Teresa. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Sarah, your ex was as bad as Kevin Hart. How?
I found out on the day that we found out the end of our baby that he was cheating on me. Because he didn't like the way I looked because I was pregnant.
No, I missed the very first part. I'm sorry. You found out the day of what?
The day that we found out the gender of our baby.
Oh, the gender of your baby. I see. So if it was your gender release date or reveal date and you found out he's messing around that day.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's fantastic.
So
gross.
How soon did you end up breaking up or what'd you do? Did you work through it because you got a baby or what'd you have to do?
We didn't end up working through it. We're married now and we have another kid and we're good. But.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, for the sake of the kids, that's good. Hopefully it was just that one screw up. All right.
Wow, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
Thanks, Sarah. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good.
So a guy you know, you say, is as bad as Kevin Hart?
Yeah, or worse.
Okay, what did he do?
He was, while his wife was in the hospital having a miscarriage, he went off and slept with her best friend.
Yeah, he's worse.
Yeah, that's worse. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my.
That was about as low as it can go.
And by the way, so is the best friend.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think either of those relationships lasted long after that.
Yeah.
Those are some two horrible people. That is just horrible people.
Brutal.
Man.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yep. That's all we got to say about that.
Exactly.
It's proof to me there's no karma. Something horrible should have happened to them by now. Hey,
right.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star, Winner 2.5.